Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Australia away.
Sit back and enjoy the stroke play of Meg Lanny.
This is excellent batting by Ash Gardner.
Jonathan strikes again. She's on a hat-trick. She comes at Molyneux. Catch is taken by Perry.
The Australian women's cricket team win their fifth T20 World Cup title in front of a magical crowd at the MCG.
Hello and welcome to The Scoop. We are the cricket podcast dedicated to the women's game. I'm Emily Collin.
And I'm Laura Jolly.
And joining us on the show today is Darcy Brown, Aussie fast bowler who played a massive role in last night's epic semi-final win. Darcy picked up the two crucial wickets of Jemima Rodrigues and Richard Gosh. And she was just, she was massive for the Aussies there. But firstly, LJ, what a wild night. You were there at Newlands Cricket Ground. We were like chatting to each other as we do, just freaking out. But tell us what it was like there at the ground.
Yeah, it was just insane. I think the general vibe when India were 3 for 28 was, oh, okay, Australia win another semi-final easily. Yeah. But that very quickly turned when Jemima and Harman got on a roll. And I know there were some very tense Australians around the place. Apparently we outwardly looked calm. So
okay.
That is definitely not the vibe I was giving off on our Slack chat. I don't know. Part of me still thought there was a chance.
There's always a chance.
Australia, always a chance. Australia fought their way out of tough situations before. But I've got to say, I did think, this time India's got it. And I was feeling a bit flat until that run out. And then things changed very quickly. How were things for you at 3 a.m. in Australia?
Well, it certainly woke me up. Like when the Indians were flying, I mean, I was feeling pretty sad. You know, like it looked like they were cruising towards victory. They kind of had the Aussies on toast, really. Harmanpreet and Jemima, like they were playing some beautiful shots and didn't look like the Aussies were doing much, could do much at all to stop them. But then, I don't know, all of a sudden, like, yeah, the run out, that was a massive game changer. And then when Darcy as well got Jemima, like everything sort of clicked into place. And I don't know how this team keeps doing it, but they find a way to escape. It's just, it's insane.
Yeah, and even though that 18th over from Megan Shute went for a few runs, once JJ took the ball for the 19th, I felt really good about that.
Yeah.
I was like, this is JJ. This is why she's come back into the team today.
Yeah.
This is the exact role she has. And once she left Ash with 16 to defend from the last over, I was feeling good about that.
Yeah, yeah. How stoked are we for JJ that she managed to fight her way back into that 11 and pulled out a performance like that? Like I was pumped with that.
Yeah, so, so happy for her, particularly knowing that her mum and her partner are over here and they got to watch that in person, and that was really cool.
Oh, so good. So, yeah, it was just at the most important times the Aussies stood up. Like Meg, she hit 2 sixes in that last over, which turned out to be game-changing. Elise Perry on the rope, game-changing piece of fielding. And, yeah, of course, Ash and JJ at the death. But for the Aussies, like you can't deny it, probably wasn't their sharpest performance, and it doesn't really seem like they've been at their best this whole World Cup. Do we reckon we know they've got another gear to go to. Do we reckon they're going to be able to find it when they come up in the final on Sunday?
I think if they're going to find it against anyone, it'll be against England, who may not make the final. Mm. We don't know. The second semi hasn't been played yet, but based on the way things have played out so far this tournament, you'd think they're a good chance of getting through. So I think if Australia can lift and pull it together against anyone, it'll be against England.
Mm.
I don't think anything's really going wrong, just a few areas to tighten up on maybe.
Yeah. I mean, the batting innings, like it was kind of different to, it was like, it was a weird game, but the batting innings, it wasn't as convincing as we've seen that top order play in previous matches. Like, they just looked a little bit off.
Yeah, I think they prepare really well to play against India, and they know what to expect from their attack. But it just looked like Meg in particular was struggling to find a bit of rhythm and adjust to those conditions. I think, I'm not sure what pitch they'll be using for the final, if it'll be the same one, but they've had another taste of Newlands now, so they would be a little bit more adjusted to those conditions. Yeah, I think they've got a really, really good game in them, which we haven't seen yet. So hopefully that's something to look forward to for the final.
Hell yeah, I'll back that in. Back that in. 2025, save the best for last. And as we know, LJ, we've got England coming up against South Africa, also at Newlands this afternoon for you. You'll be going along, which is lucky for you, a stress-free afternoon at the cricket.
Hell yeah. I'm just going to go and sit on the hill. I'm going to have to write a match report, but I am actually going to get to enjoy the cricket and get a little bit more relaxed, which will be a nice change after yesterday.
Yeah, that'll be lovely. Much more stress-free. And on, like, speaking about England, they've sort of, I mean, you can't deny they've been dominating this tournament, looking really good. And it seems like they're playing with a bit of a newfound confidence and just a really attacking brand of cricket.
Yeah, they are. They're, you know, you talk about this sort of fearless approach a lot, but they seem to actually be believing it at the moment. And I think the belief is what's really changed for them. They do seem like they're happy to go out and go really hard after teams and try and muscle themselves into a match, which, you know, I think they've been talking the talk about going toe-to-toe with Australia for the last couple of years, but I think the mentality they've got now and the confidence they've got, they might actually walk the walk. It's going to be very interesting to see how that plays out if it is Australia versus England in that final.
Very interesting. What are your predictions? Like, do you think England they'll knock off South Africa? And if they do, do you think the Aussies can get the three-peat?
Yeah, I think England have just got too much talent and firepower to not get over the Proteas today. I was having a look at the stats, and the Proteas haven't really had a player who's fired with the bat all tournaments. So it's going to be very hard for them to win, even with the home support. And Australia versus England in the final.
Oh,
England looked the best I've seen them play in a very, very long time. They're definitely a good chance. I just think Australia have one very good game in them, and that might come against England.
Let's manifest that all the way. Aussie fans, I hope you've been loving the tournament. I mean, last night was like, it was a semi-final for the ages. So if you didn't stay up in the middle of the night and watch it, that is probably a smart decision. But reminder that you can catch up with the minis and full replays on KO. The final T20 World Cup final will be on Monday morning at midnight. So that means if you're in Australia, you'll go to sleep on Sunday night and maybe wake up and watch it, or just stay up the whole night and then be on Monday morning. So, I mean,
if your boss doesn't give you Monday off,
they're a loser.
Wrong. So just tell them.
Just tell them. Tell them the Aussies got a World Cup.
We'll write you a note.
Yeah, well, the scoop gives you permission.
Tell them Emily and Laura told you to.
We make the rules, sorry. So thank you for listening, Aussie fans, and hope you enjoy what's going to be hopefully a cracking end to this T20 World Cup, and enjoy a good chat with Darcy Brown. Darcy Brown, great to see you. Congratulations on what was an epic win for the Aussies last night. And thank you for joining us on The Scoop today. Firstly, Darcy, how are you? And have you managed to recover from that crazy roller coaster of a semi-final?
it was crazy to be a part of. The heart rate was very high, and I think it was for everyone. But I guess that's what makes people want to watch cricket. And you want to be a part of those sort of moments as well. But yeah, I guess I've woken up with two big pimples on my forehead, so that's probably from the stress of last levels. Night. But, but I guess, slept really well, slept like a baby. So, looking forward to Sunday.
It was just a wild game of cricket to watch. And, you know, with six overs to go, India looked on track to win. How were you personally feeling at that point?
Yeah, we know that they can sort of take the game away from us quite easily. I thought it was a bit nerve-wracking and didn't think we'd be able to pull them back like we did. But, I guess that's a credit to our bowlers, and no one sort of gave up, I guess. And everyone stands up, JJ, Shooter, Ash as well in those last few overs. They were really clutch, and I think our fielding by Pez, I reckon she probably lost the game with her fielding, to be honest. It was incredible to see a superwoman-ing diving over the country like that.
Oh, yeah, that was something else. So we'll do a deep dive into that a bit later. But during the game, Darcy, LJ and I, we were messaging each other. Like, we were so not calm. Like, the fans watching along, following along on Twitter, they're not calm at all. But can you give us a sense of, what the team vibe is like on the field in a situation like that? Is Meg kind of just ordering everyone around and making sure everyone's calm, or is there any sort of panic that sets in, or is it just kind of business as usual?
Yeah, definitely not. There's not really much panic, I don't think. I feel like we're probably more motivated to win. I think all of us love that sort of contest. You know, if we'd get a wicket, you'd sort of get a fire up sort of comment from Midge and just sort of saying, hang in there. Like, we know that we've done the work and we've been in these situations before, sort of thing. So we all believed in ourselves, and I think that was one of the main reasons why we won.
Amazing. And, we wanted to hear a bit more from you about Elise Perry's dive. You might have had a pretty good view of that. What were you thinking as that happened?
She was absolutely hooning around the boundary. So it's always hard to, when you're sprinting as fast as you can, to get down and dive the ball and actually hit it with your hand. And she absolutely moosed the ball straight to me. Like, she hit it so far. It was like a table tennis racket, basically, or baton or whatever you call it. But, yeah, she proper pinged it up. Really impressive. To one dive, save it, and to hit it that far, it was pretty cool. And, amazing to watch. So I had, like, the front seat of it, which was really cool.
Yeah. Can you, like, is that, like, for someone who might not understand, can you give us, like, an insight into how difficult that might be and how much, like, hand-eye coordination and athleticism that requires? And does it also sort of, when you see Pez throwing herself around on the boundary like that, does that kind of just sum up the whole team's grit and determination to get the job done?
Yeah, definitely. Before we even went out in the field, she sort of made a big comment about our fielding. It could be the sort of contributor to if we win or lose. And she was, the blueprint, I guess, of that. And she definitely backed up what she said for sure. It's really difficult to dive on the boundary, especially with those big Toblerones as well. They sort of, I don't know, when you're diving, you're sort of, at least they're soft, but they sort of put in the back of your mind, you're like, I don't land on it funny and stuff like that. So did an injury and did it, again, the blueprint of what a perfect dive is. She probably put on an extra couple metres from her dive, from how far she ran, and then to hit it as good as she did was, incredible.
Does that give everyone else?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
That's a bit of a lift when someone's doing something like that, particularly at that point of a game where every run is so important.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely felt like I wanted the ball. I wanted to be able to dive around and throw my body around like Pez was. I think it's so pivotal to, even if she missed it, just the effort that she put in, it really sends a message, I think, as well to the other team that how desperate we were to win as well. So, Pez was incredible that game. Even if she didn't have the ball in her hand, she was definitely doing the most she could.
Yeah, nice. What a weapon. And, Das, there were so many kind of ups and downs and ebbs and flows, particularly in that second innings. What did you make of the bowling performance?
I think their batters made it look like an absolute road, to be honest. I'm not sure. I felt like we didn't bowl too bad. I think maybe we strayed from the stumps, which we try to always aim at the stumps, but obviously errors happen. But, I think we pulled them back in that last 10 overs, definitely, once we sort of broke up a couple of their big partnerships. Yeah, they've got batters all the way to the end, but we just knew if we could hold on, we'd be able to get it. And, our fielding obviously backed it up. And, we stayed really calm, which was really cool to be a part of a team that's like that. We don't play too much on emotion. Yeah, it was really cool to be a part of it.
You finished with figures of 2 for 18, picked up those wickets of Jemima and Risha Ghosh. Every other bowler, I think, went for about 7 and you were going for 4.5. How are you feeling out there?
The first over wasn't great. I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to get a bowl again. I was so nervous in the field. I was like, just give me the ball so I don't have to field, to be honest. I knew when Meg gave me the ball that I had a job to do to try and break up these partnerships. Most of the time I don't actually go, or I usually go for a lot of runs and then pick up a couple wickets, but obviously it's nice to sort of be on the other end of that and go at a better economy rate. But yeah, obviously that first over's got a little bit of work to do, but I was lucky to get a couple of poles as well.
Nah, no luck involved, us. And what's kind of your method for trying to like talk yourself, get like back in the zone after like a tough first over? How do you bounce back and get back in the zone?
I like to prove a point sort of thing. If I get another opportunity, I try not to waste it. I was a little bit fired up internally. I don't know. I don't think I showed that much externally, but all I wanted to do is do what Meg needed me to do for the team and try and break the partnerships and bowl fast and hit the top of the stump. So I just sort of had that hunger to just sort of do that, I guess. And I think the pressure moments sort of bring that out of you, which is surprising, to be honest. I didn't think I'd be like that, but I'm glad that it was a weird sort of feeling, but I was a bit fired up. I sort of felt like how I did playing in like footy or netty or something like that internally, which is cool.
That is cool.
And that Rodriguez wicket, you got over the bouncer. What was the plan you were trying to execute to her there?
I was trying to bowl a bouncer, obviously. Well, sometimes that doesn't work out, but I guess it kicked. I was bowling cross seam as well, so it kicked off the deck a fair amount. She we've seen her play the bouncer. She's trying to sort of run it down to third or play over the keeper's head. I think in the Big Bash at Strikers, we got her, maybe when she's playing for the Renegades or something like that, we got her caught down at third, and we've seen her play it there quite well as well in footage. I just try to bowl a bouncer because it looked really easy for her and Harmon to sort of hit it anywhere else. So I just try to change it up, and luckily she got some bat on it. It did go pretty high, so I don't know how she got bat on it.
And that second wicket of Risha Ghosh, we saw how pumped T-Mac was when she took that catch. How are you feeling at that point?
I was sort of a bit of relief. It was the last ball of my spell, so there were a few dots in that over, so I thought that she was going to try, but I thought she may have thought that I was going to bowl a bouncer, sort of a bit of a cat and mouse game. I was thinking I just try to bowl that hard length. She always tries to hit straight when she's teeing off, I try to make it as hard as it could be to try and hit down the ground.
Yeah, nice. And that was a classic celebration from T-Mac, wasn't it? She pulled out one of her best.
Yeah, veins are out. Loves it. Well, before I started playing cricket with her, she used to not celebrate. So it's good that she celebrates.
Yeah, nice. And we saw a funny stat came up on Twitter, Darcy, that you've taken a wicket in the first over after drinks break 3 times at this World Cup. What do you reckon's behind that? Like some of the drinks runners giving you some good pep talks?
I don't know. I have literally no idea. I didn't know that. I guess break and catch your breath. I don't know. I guess I've usually bowl the first couple in the power play and then I have a bit of a break. And like I said before, I sort of like coming back and sort of having a point to prove. I guess usually my second spell's always a little bit more accurate and stuff like that than my first spell. So I'm not too sure. I just try and hit that hard length, and maybe the batters are just trying to tee off and get their first 10 or their next 10 off to a good start. So I've got no idea to the method of that.
And we saw Lisa Healy bring you all in to a huddle straight after the win. What was she saying to you all at that point?
I can't even remember. I probably wasn't even listening. I think she was just saying that people have said that we cruise through tournaments like this, but we've just proved to the world basically that we can scrap our way to a win in a really tight contest, and basically saying I'm not sure about this part, but saying how proud she was of all of us and let's get keen for the final.
Yeah, love it. And what about from Meg and Shell? Like, did you guys kind of have a big debrief after the semi?
We did not. We just listened to some tunes.
True.
Sung the song. Couple messages in our group chat sort of thing, just saying how proud they were of us to scrap our way like that. But I think we'll have a meeting tomorrow, and I guess that's when all that will be said. But at the moment we're just chilling out, enjoying the day off before next big cricket match, I guess.
And Darcy, it's going to be your first ever T20 World Cup final. Are you pumped? Like, do you think it'll be sort of a little bit different to the Com Games and One Day World Cup? And yeah, what are the next couple of days kind of look like for you and how do you approach it?
Yeah, I'm pretty nervous, but obviously excited to, I guess we'll wait and see who we're playing today. I think they are. I can't remember. Yep. But exciting for that. I mean, either or. South Africa, I hope I've got that right too.
Yeah.
We'll be, I've literally got no idea. So, South Africa make it through, I think the crowd will be huge, which is always exciting to for them to have a home final as well. But England, obviously, yeah, you know, we've got a big rivalry there too. So I guess we'll just wait and see who. I think for today, just to relax and take your mind off cricket. For me personally, I think we're going to, you know, do a little bit of sightseeing today maybe, but keep it really cash. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to a day off.
And Darcy, a little bit of trivia for you. There is an Australian player who's topping the batting strike rate, the batting strike rate for this tournament. Any guesses who that might be?
Is this from Australia or just in the whole, in general?
The whole thing, but it's an Australian player.
Well, T-Mac's only had one innings, I think, and she did very well. So I'm going to say T-Mac.
Okay. What would you say if I told you it was you?
Me?
Yeah. you got the highest strike rate for the whole tournament. 300 because of the game against New Zealand. You came in and hit a two and then you hit a four off the last ball.
I'm going to be telling everybody about that today.
I'll send you the screenshot.
So funny.
Yeah.
You might need first dibs on the nets tomorrow.
Yeah, I know. I always try. No, I don't always. I just try as fast as I can.
So, but Darcy, aside from you polishing off that innings against the Kiwis, dominant finish from you, the top order have been doing the job pretty well, which I assume means like you've had a bit of time to chat with Shooter and a few others, I guess, in the dugout. How have the dugout vibes been in the tournament? Any kind of conversation themes emerging and any kind of rogue chat going on?
Yeah, there's always rogue chat in the dugout. Yeah, it's always nice to have such a good top order so Shooter and I don't really have to stress about too much. Yeah, I don't know. It's always really random. I don't know if there's a theme, but it's always rogue. Grace Harris usually is sitting elsewhere until she has to really bat and she comes down and then there's a lot of laughter and a lot of chat going around, even if it's just to herself. lots of giggling. Yeah, I don't know. There's not really a yeah, it's very, very rogue.
So even if Grace is about to go and bat, like, is she still talking to herself? Like, she's not really doing anything differently?
I think it's worse when she's going out to bat. It might be a nerve thing. I don't know. Okay. but we finished our rogue conversation and then all of a sudden we're like, oh, Gracie's coming down. And then straight away, as soon as we see her, she's like, just says something. We haven't even said anything to her and then she's cackling away at something. And we're like, what are you on about? Like, which is great. She's awesome. She's been really positive and stuff like that. Yesterday she was sitting over by that with the umpire, like the fourth umpire, and we're like, what's she doing over there? But I think she was just in the shade. I don't know. But I could literally just watch her. Like if there was a TV show like the Truman Show, I would definitely watch that.
The Truman Show for Grace. That would be so funny.
It would be very entertaining. Wow. And you guys have been in South Africa for over 3 weeks now. What's been the highlight so far away from the cricket?
Ooh, that's tough. I reckon the safari, though, was pretty cool. I don't think you can get that anywhere else, like, authentically. I mean, there's Monado Zoo in Adelaide. But that was just incredible to do. I literally watched The Lion King, like, three times after that in Madagascar. Like, I don't know what was wrong with me. I just had to watch it. that was incredible. It was ginormous. I've never seen an elephant before. The hippos just in the water popping their eyes out. It was really cool. Yeah. it was just something that I didn't think I'd ever do, to be honest. So, yeah, it was.
And just finally, Darcy, what's been the best meal that you've had on tour?
Oh, actually, I had the best stir fry, like beef stir fry I've ever had in Port Elizabeth.
Nice.
Yeah, it was so good.
South African delicacy.
Yeah, South African for sure.
Oh, very good. Very good. Darcy, thank you as always for joining us on the Scoop. We love chatting to you. Pumped that you guys are into another final. Can't wait to watch and, yeah, all the best.
Beauty. Thanks heaps, guys.
Enjoy the stroke play of Ming Lanning.
This is excellent batting by Ash Gardner.
Jonathan strikes again.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.